remember, boys. Number one, stay away from women. All they want from you is your man juice. Now, if you get any urges that you can't suppress with hard liquor, use this.
Oh, number two?
Sportsmanship. Sportsmanship.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Very happy to be with you again. I didn't fall off a boat. I'm very bloated, though, from eating just crap all weekend, drinking heavily all weekend, and an overall bad time. I don't think I like cruises. Cruises are dumb. I don't enjoy them, and I won't take another one ever again. I enjoyed the company I was with, which helped a lot, but I don't like cruises. I'd rather just go to a place and then stay there, rather than being on a time schedule and being in a prison of your own demise that you just kind of, you're on a boat and you can't get off. If you jump off, you're dead. So it's really living on the edge. Cruises are dumb. I'm not taking any more cruises. But I'm back, and, you know, this is the Homemade Broadcast. John Jacobs is stopping by here in a minute, MTV alum, friend, and comedian. And that's the order in which I value him, of course. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar, which I believe is called Tap House 61 now. I haven't talked to Joe Sly Bar, as he's called, but I noticed he changed his name on Facebook to Joe Tap House 61. So, but for now, it's Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. Here in St. Petersburg, go stop by, see Joe, see the renovations, good stuff. Slybar.com for the time being, until I hear otherwise. And Truvi Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, over there. Christy Parker cutting hair, making things happen, making people beautiful. Make your appointment. You can call her at, where's the number? There it is, 727-329-9751. That was too fast. Go to her website. It's Truvy, T-R-U-V-Y, salonandspa.com. Just Google it. You'll find it. It's easy. People don't know how to do that yet. Stickers, still got them. The Homemade Broadcast at RadioSaintPete.com. Send me your mailing address. I will put some in the mail for you. Not a problem. No problem. I don't mind at all. Got plenty of them. And what else? HMB Radio on Facebook. Make sure you follow that. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete on Facebook. Twitter, home_made_man. Good way to interact. And Radio St. Pete on Twitter as well. Make sure you rate and subscribe to the podcast. Takes a minute. Really helps us out. Just search HMB Radio. You got my show and some other spotlights that we do. Check out the City Hall Broadcast, cityhallbroadcast.net, in-depth look at your city government right on Radio St. Pete here and in the archives, cityhallbroadcast.net. All right, let's get into it. John Jacobs this week on The Homemade Broadcast.
Let's see.
Potentially see John's trying on his headphones.
Yeah,
John Jacobs.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Ziggingy.
Good to have you back.
Great
so
to
we
be
finally
back.
Had a moment in our friendship just now.
Did
that
we?
Comes rarely.
Oh, what's that?
And that is you saw me nude.
Well, I
in
didn't
my
see
bathroom.
Much. Yeah, I saw a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I snuck into your house. Is this going now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
yeah,
I want to talk great. About that. Because
yeah,
now
no,
you can't even look at me in the eyes.
I know,
it's great.
It's disgusting. Yeah, I saw your huge wiener dangling down. No, yeah, I snuck into your house.
Yes.
You know,
I didn't hear a thing. Usually I hear the door
yeah,
open.
I was good at it. Yeah, I snuck into your house
yep.
and I heard some sort of water sounds going on in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I came
naturally, in. You think, yeah, I should go in
I
there.
I figure he's washing his hands or something.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
I'm like, everything's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I peek around the corner. What do I see? A big, fine lady in the nude.
Yes, and that lady was actually me.
I know.
Yeah.
That's
that was
crazy.
I was looking at the clock because, you know, people who haven't been to my house, which is many.
Yeah.
But I live in kind of a small apartment. It's a one bedroom.
Sure.
And I have a tiny bathroom and it's summertime. So I usually just make, you know, in my bathroom with the door open to kind of get the airflow coming through and everything. And I looked at the clock and I had, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think I had plenty of time.
I'm an early bird.
Yeah.
I came to get the worm.
Popped in early.
I found the worm.
Sure did. Wow.
A bunch of bushes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we're friends for life now. Or you're gay now.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works, right? If
sure.
you see a man naked live, then you're infected now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm starting
that's
to feel
that's from my understanding from,
yeah.
from third grade.
Yeah, what I learned in school.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to get beat up.
Sure.
So, I just won't tell anybody about this.
Yeah, yeah. So you fill it in for me. Well, not a fill-in. You're always welcome here.
Friend
of the program.
Come on.
Always love to have you
I'm
here.
I'm an A-list celebrity.
You are. You're one of the biggest people besides J.B. Smoove that
Heck
I've had
yeah. on. Well, did he come in here, though?
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he called in. Yeah.
The most famous person to be in your
house. In here, definitely. But, always good to have you. But I got back from this cruise.
Right.
And I did not book anybody because when you get in that mode where it's vacation time, you know, you kind of like, I'll worry about it when I get back.
Yeah, you don't know whether you're going to live or die. I mean,
right.
You got to just take it a day at a time on vacay.
And I thought I was going to be back on Monday
mm-hmm.
when in actuality we were docking Monday. Morning.
Okay.
And we're driving from Miami, so I can't do anything Monday. You know, then you're coming home bathing a few times to get all that boat crud off of you. And
boat juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a good drink. Boat juice.
Sounds
shark
good.
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
15% of my company for 200K.
Done.
Sharks, have you ever been on a boat and thought, I want some juice? Well, guess what? That's me popping the can open.
What
is
boat juice made out of? Did you get this far yet?
Shark stuff,
because
you know
the cartilage from
it's
the shark.
Rare. Yeah, yeah, there's no shark flavored stuff as much, you know.
No, there's
we have
not
like blueberry, raspberry. But
you did you ever think there might be a reason for that?
Because it's tougher to get, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems like sharks are everywhere.
Though. Apex predators, dude.
Blue raspberry shark flavor.
Ooh, wow. A, yeah, I can already see it
because
the sharks are blue too, you know.
So this cruise was a disaster.
Oh, why
I hated
that?
It.
Oh,
I
know.
It.
You said that. That's so sad.
I'd been on a cruise before, and I said, well, let me give this experience another chance because maybe, you know, there's going to be less people in this room.
Right.
So you get into this tiny room with two beds in it. Well, first of all, we walk in, me and my buddy Dan, and there's one bed in there.
Oh, nice.
And we're like, Dan's like, nope. This
yeah.
isn't what I asked for.
Where's the bed skis?
So I noticed that you just pull them apart.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Curtis, my man Curtis, our steward, as he was called.
Oh, okay.
Which is the housekeeper.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
He came in and separated the beds. And there's no window because we're on the interior of the ship.
Yeah.
So when you sleep the first night, and we're drinking the entire time.
Totally.
I mean, it's immediately what we started doing.
Of course.
I had a $25 chip from Carnival that my boss gave me.
Okay.
And I was going to go put that on black. So that's really the first thing that we did.
Yeah.
Lost that immediately.
Oh.
And got a drink and proceeded to go full force.
I've heard they're pretty strict about not bringing alcohol on the boat. Is that how it was?
They are. I did the mouthwash thing.
Oh, yeah.
You familiar with this?
Did you dye it blue and all that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I got a bottle of Smirnoff, and what I did was, I don't know if you've ever done this, but when you fill, like, there's a minty, it sinks into the plastic. It's this minty kind of, you know, just soaks in there, and it's impossible to get out. So we did it last time, and there was, it tasted like Listerine, the booze.
Right.
It's still drinkable.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It's still drinkable, but it's not.
It tastes like shark juice.
Yes, that's what I would imagine.
Blue
raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
But I filled it with baking soda, the bottles, and let it sit for a few weeks.
Why?
So it kind of, well, my idea was that it would kind of, baking soda is notorious for soaking up odors.
Okay.
You know, that's why you put a box in your fridge and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, well,
don't people make drugs out of
yeah,
drugs?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And I actually, when I bought the baking soda at Big Lots, because I wanted to, I'm cheap, so I wanted to get it as cheap as possible, it was 80 cents a carton, and I bought like 15 of them.
Okay.
And the lady was like, a lot of people are asking for baking soda here. We finally just got some in. They're already almost gone. And I was like, this is St. Petersburg. I'm
right. People are cooking up some stuff.
Certainly are.
Yeah. What do you make with baking soda? Is that crack or coke?
I think or both,
meth,
right?
Meth? Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
I know definitely crack, but yeah, I'm pretty sure you can just mix it with coke.
Yeah, because isn't crack just like coke plus something or minus something?
Well, I've always heard, you know, in rap songs, they talk about cooking up with baking soda.
Yeah, whip it through the glass.
Yes.
Yeah, they teach kids.
Sure.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, so it does something, I guess. So for sure, crack.
Why do they call it baking soda?
Because you use it while you bake.
But the soda part.
That I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, like little kids are getting confused. They're going to go, oh, Coca-Cola, baking soda. I can drink both of these. And then
I mean, you probably could, you know, have a bite of baking soda. It probably wouldn't hurt you.
I think I've had bites of baking soda. It didn't taste like anything.
Yeah, and I mean, with as much cocaine as you've done, you've probably had plenty of baking soda.
I've had plenty of different things inside. Yeah,
just boxes and boxes of baking
soda.
Yeah,
one time I was at a strip club in St. Pete, and this guy gave me some bags of what he claimed was coke, but it was very shardy, like glass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I got home and started doing it, I was like, this is definitely not coke. And I, you know, I texted the guy like, dude, what the heck is this? And he's like, it's the best, man. It's awesome. It's super good. Don't you worry about it. And
then, crystal meth.
Yeah, and I had some other folks over, and I was like, try this. And they're like, yeah, that's not coke. But we were like, but it's doing something.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just keep doing it.
I've never done meth before, but if I was one of those things where I was terminal, I would probably get some.
Oh, yeah, if you're on the way out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kids are on it. That's just what Adderall is.
Yeah, true.
Much. It's just, they call it, I think it's like
methamphetamines?
No, it's not methamphetamines, but it's methyl something crystal, they call it.
Methyl dioxide.
And that's like the generic name for
Dude, anytime I saw methamphetamines, I thought they were saying meth and phetamines.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like two
it's
things.
It's an easy mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
methamphetamine. But I had Adderall a couple days ago, actually, for like the first time in like over a year, and I just had like half of a 20 milligram extended release thing, and it like messed me up real bad. I can never do it again.
Yeah,
it made me crazy. Like I started.
If
going
you're manic
crazy,
as it is, because you don't really sleep. Well, you sleep.
I sleep
a lot.
Better now. I'm good now. Yeah.
But you're up late and you're professional.
Yeah, I'm up late.
You're, you know, you're up till and drinking usually every day.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, drinking and driving every day.
Yeah. Well, not drives. I guess it's on your Facebook Live.
Yeah,
dude,
I
so
Facebook Live myself doing crimes all the time.
I love, I think Michael Murillo said it where he was like, I can't wait. I'm glad we have these videos for when you die.
Yeah, I'm going to die live on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool.
I'm not looking forward to that.
I just hope it's a sweet video, you know? Like I fly off the bridge and you see the whole fall. The phone is above me. You see me falling backwards into the water.
Oh, my God. Do you have a death wish?
No way, dude.
Are you? Because you act like you do.
I don't want to die, but, you know.
But you got to live your life.
I also don't really want to live, so.
Right.
I'm that's stuck in concerning limbo.
Yeah, yeah, kind of in purgatory of life.
I know. Well, you know, once shark juice picks up, I think.
Why are you so sad?
I'm not sad. I'm just not particularly happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think would make you happy?
Money.
That's it?
Yeah. Would
you rather have money or fame?
Well, the thing is, fame equals money, so like...
Not necessarily, because you could be famous like O.J. Simpson or something. Well, he was rich at the time, but now he's infamous for being
a
murderer.
Yeah, well, you said famous, not infamous.
What's the difference?
Infamous is bad, like Hitler.
Is that true?
Yeah, fame implies...
Hold on, let's look up...
Infamy is bad, fame is good, right?
I don't think it matters. Infamous.
Then why would they come up with a different word?
I think it's something like monumental you do. It's well known for some bad quality or deed. You're right. You're right.
Nice. I got it.
So, okay. So fame equals money.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of an example where you can be famous and be broke.
I don't know. You know, old Hollywood stars who fell off because of drug use, I don't know.
But that's infamous, too, then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a line.
Like if you're Corey Feldman or something like
that. Yeah, Corey's are pretty cool.
The Melendez brothers.
Menendez brothers. They're pretty cool.
They're murderers,
they killed their
too.
Parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty
sorry,
cool.
Mom and Dad. No more bedtime.
I wonder what's up with those guys.
You know, they're probably living good.
They're in prison.
Are they? I thought they got away with it.
No, they're in
prison.
We
probably wouldn't know if they got away with it.
I think they got life in prison.
Yeah.
So you would take fame then?
No, I think I'd take money. just because, I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure, fame's cool, but if you just, you know, life's easier if you're just really rich and not famous.
Well, you're a verbose guy. I think you like attention.
Yeah, I like attention, but if I was, you know, a billionaire, I wouldn't really care about attention, I feel like.
Yeah, I would rather definitely take money in a heartbeat.
Yeah, because then you can, you know, then you can get away with more. If you're famous, then people know who you are, and you can't, you know.
And like, you can't do anything.
Pee-pee all over the club or whatever you
right,
want to do.
Right, right. You can't fart on pros. You ever see the Chuck Berry, since the Chuck Berry died the other day? Which I thought he was dead for many years.
I don't know who Chuck Berry is.
You don't know who Chuck Berry is? Legendary guitar player, blues guitar player?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he had a video. He liked to make videos of him farting on prostitutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Did that get a lot of views?
It did. Nice. Yeah, yeah. And I guess he wasn't a very nice man. But, you know, he just passed away. But you can't do that. You can't fart on prostitutes if you're, you know, famous.
Your thing's your
thing. That's going to come out.
I guess that's his fetish.
Yeah, it was. He loved it.
Yeah, why? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think he liked chicks. I think he just hated
them. Oh,
really? And I think he just wanted to torment
them. Just wanted to punish them. But did he have sex with them?
Uh-huh, I think so.
I guess he likes them in that sense.
Oh, sure. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Who does? Gay people don't.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's chicks in that community, too.
In the gay community?
Right.
Yeah, they call them fag hags, and it's okay. That's an okay term if you put hag after
it's PC.
Yeah, that's PC. If you say the F word alone, then it's not okay.
How much for you, if you had, like, if you got a sum of money, how much would it take for you to just walk away?
From what?
From whatever you're pursuing in life.
$1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money, dude.
It's enough.
It's not.
It is.
It's not enough.
50K a year, 20 years.
What would you do with your day?
What do you mean? Whatever I wanted to.
50K? No, not with 50K. You can't do much.
You can.
That's like the average American salary in America.
Yeah, that's great.
But what would you do with your time?
Whatever I want. I don't know. Go fly fishing. Skateboard.
Go on Carnival cruise lines.
Yeah, go on Carnival cruises and gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either 50K a year for 20 years or, you know, 100K for 10 years or, you know, 500K for 2 years. Who cares? Let's live it up, baby.
It's not enough. It would have to be at least 10 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's you'd be broke.
You can parlay the million into more millions. Just invest.
Just put it on black.
Yeah, exactly.
Go
let
into
it ride.
Carnival Cruise Line.
Yeah.
Get yourself
Was it a carnival?
Yeah.
Was there Ferris wheels?
No. I didn't even, like, the boat was pretty big, and there was 11 floors total, and I think I only went to 3 floors.
Oh, really?
And which was the casino.
Okay.
The food place.
Right.
And there was a top bar that I liked, like, at the top.
That's pretty cool, yeah. So you can look around at the seas.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any stuff in the ocean?
No, I did not.
No.
Actually, nothing.
Did they, like, set fireworks off?
No.
No fireworks?
No. I don't think you're allowed to do
that.
What
a jib.
Yeah, that'd be cool, though, if they did do that.
But technically, if you're on a cruise, don't you, like, go in international waters? Can't you kill people?
Yeah, but there's still international law in international waters.
There's not.
There is.
Nah, man.
What do you mean?
If you go, you know, 10 miles from the coast or whatever, no rules.
That's not the case.
I think that is.
There's, like, Interpol and, you know.
Well, who regulates that, though? You're in the water. Who knows? There's no
Coast
water
Guard,
police.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody's taking care of that. And I mean, I think it's kind of just one of those things, if they're running a business, they want to run a legit business.
Right.
So they don't want to get fined.
That'd be a good show, though. Jet ski cops.
They nickel and dime you on these cruises, too.
Really?
That's another
thing
that I really hated. Well, you have to set your credit card up for, like, expenses, anything that's on the boat. Yeah. So, like, if you buy drinks, that goes on, you know, it just goes on your room key card, which is hooked up to your credit card.
Right.
So that way you can't really get out of not paying.
Mm-hmm.
They
charge you for towels and stuff.
Well, I got one for said entertainment, and it was like $50.
What the hell?
And I'm pretty sure what it was, since we ate in the dining room every night.
Yeah.
They had the waiters would do a show
at
the end, and it was all just people from other countries. There was no, like, Americans working on that boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all. Yeah. That's another thing I didn't like. I felt like I was on a slave ship.
Right.
It was just weird.
Yeah,
and that's one of those things where it's kind of like, like, it's good for these people because they're probably paying them $2 an hour.
Yeah.
But that's way more money than they're going to make at home, and they're just sending that money back home to their family.
Right, sure.
But they're on these boats for what must be months at a time.
Yeah, that stinks.
And not getting to go home or, you know, whatever. Well, maybe not at all.
They get to go to the cities that you get to go to.
Yeah, but they're not, like, getting off the boat and hanging out. Like, I just feel like they're working constantly.
Nah, they're having a good time.
You know, that was part of their deal, is they want to make you feel like you're part of the Carnival family, you know? So they make these people be really nice to you, and I just felt terrible.
I
was super nice to them because I just felt bad for them.
Did you tip them?
I did.
There you go.
I gave Curtis $10.
Nice, dude.
For hooking us up. The waiter, I didn't like him, though, so he got nothing.
Why'd you get the same waiter every time?
Every time.
What the
Jonathan. Heck?
Why'd you get the same waiter every time?
It's just he was assigned to our table. You get assigned to a table, and he's your guy.
You have to eat at the same table every day? That's stupid.
Yeah.
The heck is that?
It's just the way it works.
Are you in jail?
Kind of. That's what it felt like. I mean, you are in jail on that boat.
You can't leave.
You're stuck within a confined space.
You should have tried to, like, mutiny the boat, you know? Overthrow the captain.
I wouldn't know what to do with it, even if I did. I'd just be like, take me to Tampa.
Do it like
I wanna
speed,
go to
too, man. Just run it right into a coast.
Yeah. A coast? Just any coast?
Just any, you know, channel side. Just right into it.
I'm imagining, like, there's some map in the control room, and you can just flick a dial, and then you just bear it that way.
It's got the big wheel, like on Pirate
Ship. Oh, no, not Africa!
Yeah.
Twist back to St. Pete.
How long do you think it would take a cruise to get from Florida to Africa?
I don't know. I mean, probably a long time.
You think?
At least a month, I would say.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't think so.
I think it would be cool if we had, like, subway trains that went from, like, New York to L.A., but it went the same
speed.
No, it went the same speed as a normal subway. So you're on it for, like, a month or so. Whatever.
Why? Why would that be cool?
And no, there's no stops, and there's no guards on the cars. So, and there's
Where
no
would
lights.
You go to the bathroom?
There's no lights. There's just a hole in the middle of the car. And you get to poop onto the tracks.
Oh my god.
I hope anybody is listening this far. Somebody turns on
this podcast has really gone off the rails, I tell you.
Yeah,
John,
like,
Jacobs is here. John is a comedian. I said I was done with comedians on the podcast.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah. I'm really frustrated with everybody, but especially comedians. But John is more than just a comedian here in Tampa Bay. He's also my friend.
Yeah, frenzies.
So, you know, friend first.
A friend frenzy.
Comedy comedian second at this point.
Yeah, I met you at Sly Bar X amount of years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember meeting you for the first time, but, you know.
I remember meeting you at Three Daughters Brewing.
That's where I
first met you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, man, I do this podcast. It'd be cool if you came on.
That's when we were doing that Cigar City Brew Bus thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yep. Nice.
Yep, so that was the first time I
met
you.
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, why'd you start running open mic?
Why did I start? Because I figured it was a good tool to promote the podcast.
Right.
So that way I could go hang my banner up and it'd be something fun that was free and that it was promotion for me. And then hopefully I got to stick a few shekels in my pocket at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, comedians and comedy. I don't like comedians. I like comedy.
Right.
So it was just a win-win.
Yeah, you used to do comedy, kind
of. I did, for a brief time.
And then you just gave up.
It just felt like my strengths could be better used elsewhere.
Sure.
I mean,
but, you know.
I don't think I'm particularly good at this either.
Better overall performer.
Yeah. I like that, like the idea of performing for people in the, you know, privacy of my own home.
Right. Yeah, no, I still run the mics.
What right mics do you have right now? You have 439
and Pokey
here in St. Pete. That's every second and
every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday. Yeah. That's 439 First Ave North.
Yeah.
St. Pete's a very tiny room. John, our buddy John Williams, runs that. He's the magician guy.
He's the man, it's a great vibe in there.
It is.
Intimate.
It is very intimate. Yes. It's very small
in
there.
Yeah, very close quarters.
It kind of works, though, because
you
get everyone jammed in there.
Exactly. Yeah, if people are further away, then they can talk or not listen.
But they can't. I mean, you're kind of stuck. You have to listen.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of good.
We're 5 feet away,
kind of a good room.
No choice.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's an outside. If you wanted to take a break, you can go outside.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that if you want to.
And then you got Pokies in Tampa.
Pokies in downtown Tampa on Thursdays.
I don't know if I've ever been there or not.
It's a British pub And it's great.
It's in downtown Tampa?
Downtown Tampa.
Is there anything happening in downtown Tampa after 5 p.m.?
Not really. No, it's awesome. But we got these big speakers that blast outside of the building during open mic. So now we're telling our jokes to, like, the entire downtown. And it's really loud. Like, we watch people walk by and, like, stare at the building. And, like, people have come in like, dude, we hear you, like, four blocks away. That's really loud. So it's
perfect.
Pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah, you need the advertising.
Yeah, the show's
sure.
just become shouting at people who are walking outside of the building. But, you know, it's awesome. It's like fishing. We get some in. Some people don't like it.
That's not – I'm thinking of the Hub, I think, is the only
yeah,
other –
Yeah, the Hub's other downtown. Yeah, I ran that for, like, 6 months and then – You know, there was a fight that broke out inside between the host and some folks. And
what happened?
Can't happen.
What happened?
This guy was playing a fart noise app on his phone over and over while one of the comics was on stage.
Classic. Classic.
I went up to him and I said, hey, man, can you not do that?
Can you stop that, please?
And he goes, actually, I can. And then I walked back.
Perfect.
Yeah, I walked back to the host that night and I said, hey, man. He's not going to stop. Do whatever you got to do. So the host gets back up and basically is like, screw this guy. He's a butthead. And the guy is like, what's this all about? And the host keeps drilling into him. So he stands up and chucks an ashtray, right, the host. And, yeah, and then, like, they're trying to escort him, the guy who threw the ashtray out. And these, like, three well-dressed lawyers who happen to come by the show after work, they get into a full, like, three-on-three brawl with this guy and his friends.
Oh, my God.
And I got the whole thing on video. It was pretty great.
Where can you see this video?
I haven't put it out online yet because I'm actually saving it for a movie project. But and plus, at the time, the owner was like, please don't show that to anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't have a show there anymore, so screw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't show it to people if you still put us on a show. No, I got nothing to lose, baby.
So after that, the owner was just like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we were supposed to have another show there, but... He canceled it because he said, quote, there's been a lot of race fights.
Yeah. The guy was black, right?
The guy threw the thing. Yeah, but he said there's been a lot of race fights, and he was scared that somebody would say something racist.
Yeah,
and
sure.
There would be another fight.
Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Fine. Comedy kind of has a short leash as far as what is allowed and what is not.
Yeah.
And I think bars, like, look for an excuse to rid of them.
Comedy is just a time bomb for when it's going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just looking for any reason to get us out of there.
Because they think it's a good idea at the time, and most of the time performs just well enough where it's like, all right, we'll keep this going for the time being.
Yeah, they're going, well, yeah, we're making $10 more on the bar, I guess it's worth it.
I guess I'll keep it open, But then you got to deal with race wars.
Yeah, race wars, man.
So,
that's pretty good.
Is it 10 worth it?
It's pretty funny how coming together to try to do comedy can end up violent. We're trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, well, the climate now is not terrific for comedy.
The landscape is not good.
It's not. People are at an all-time sensitivity level.
I know, it's pretty great. Trump's got everybody upset.
Yeah,
everybody's super
PC. Is it Trump or is it them?
It's them, but I think it's because Trump just really egged them to a new level.
Because I hear him complain about, you know, that Trump's a Nazi. And,
right.
But his kids are Jewish. And his kids are having sex with Jews currently. So I don't understand how he's a racist, or a Nazi anyways. Maybe he's a racist.
Do people call him a Nazi? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they call everybody. That was,
Obama.
It was a racist last year, and now it's calling everybody a Nazi.
Right,
that's a new thing. Because racist doesn't mean anything anymore.
Ever since that Nazi got punched in the face, we loved that.
Yeah, that Richard Spencer guy.
Yeah.
He's not even a Nazi. He's got some
pretty, even a Nazi.
He's got some pretty far extreme beliefs, but he's not. He doesn't want to, like, have mass genocide.
Yeah, you don't really see any Nazis ever.
The craziest thing about Richard Spencer, from my understanding, is that he doesn't believe that there's a future for non-whites in America.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty extreme, yeah.
No future.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? At what point?
But I don't think he wants to exterminate non-whites. I don't think he would go as far as that, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But I think that's, I mean, extreme, sure. But is it Nazi?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like nobody's a Nazi. You can't be a Nazi unless
Nazis don't exist.
Yeah, exactly. They're not a
thing. It's 2017.
Yeah.
I really don't think they're around. Have you been outside?
Yeah, I don't see anybody wearing those cool...
But a Nazi is just a Trump guy.
Yeah.
They
watered down Nazi a lot.
Yeah. And this is what they did with racists.
Yeah,
and that's why racists.
Everybody's a racist Nazi.
So Nazi, by the end of the...
What else can you be? Sexist? Sexist is cool.
Sexist doesn't really... Nobody cares.
Everybody's
about that
just
one
assumed to be a sexist now. If you're a man, you're sexist. That's what I've learned.
I think the new one's going to be like child molester or something like that.
Yeah, what?
Something along those lines.
Everybody's a child molester.
Or rapist or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Rapist seems to be one that's coming up.
Yeah.
People are like, everybody's a rapist.
Yep.
I saw something the other day about how Bill Cosby's daughter was defending her again.
Yeah,
or
I saw that. He says that he's not a rapist.
He's not a bad guy.
Even
he's
if
blind.
I think Jim Norton said, like, even if, like, half of those people are telling the truth, that guy is still a monster.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
There's always going to be those people that do it for the fame or the money or notoriety. So, like I said, maybe half of them are lying.
Yeah, my favorite Cosby story was it's like some intern from the Letterman show said, like, when he came on the show, he requested that she watch him eat his meal. Like, some weird in the dressing room.
It's a weird
like,
power thing.
Yeah, he just had a young girl watch him eat, which is cool, I guess.
I wonder what he was eating. He was eating popsicles and, like, bananas.
I think it was, like,
dogs.
Rice. Something boring. But, yeah, that's a
cool
state of mind.
That's some weird
power. Yeah, I want to get there where I'm so rich and famous where I go, you know what? I want hot young girls to watch me eat. And then, you know, and then I'll think about that later when I'm putting something in their pudding pops.
If you know what I mean.
Hey, now.
I think everybody does.
Ambien.
Yeah.
God damn Bien.
Comedian John Jacobs is on the whole broadcast this
you
week.
Couldn't tell.
Yeah. It just goes off
comedian
in a tangent
indeed.
Sometimes. I wonder that with Bill O'Reilly, too. Like, Bill
oh,
O'Reilly.
Bill, yeah, everybody's getting... Dude, that's the thing. Every celebrity slash anything at all is getting caught with scandals. I really figure everybody's a terrible person, and it's just a matter of time before their bad thing comes out.
I wish people would be more skeptical of these things. They
what,
just
about, like,
Bill
O'Reilly,
they don't. Well, six. Just people in general. Like, you don't think people lie about stuff?
Oh yeah, I'm
I know
sure
that's one of those things
lie.
That you want to believe,
right.
You know, because it's a terrible thing.
Yeah,
right?
You're like, but he stinks.
Bill O'Reilly did, and he's accused of harassing women, which could be true. I could see
right.
that
yeah,
happening.
I can see that.
But also, we have a justice system where you're innocent until proven guilty. Let's let it play out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, there was something about like a comic in New York, a guy who got accused of like raping another girl. Comic.
Oh, Cale Hartman.
Do you, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I know
that story.
But yeah, everybody, yeah, he was freaking out like, what the hell? Everybody's just assuming, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
you have to. I mean, what?
Yeah, you're
where do you go
messed
from
that? Up if you don't believe the girl. It's messed up.
How
you
could
don't
you not believe
it? Yeah, exactly. If you don't believe the girl, you're an asshole.
Yeah,
mad.
It's like, but it's, you know, it's not that I don't believe you, but I mean, I do, it's terrible.
I
but also, I don't
chicks.
Believe you until
yeah.
I. You have to go through a trial and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's our justice system. It's
sorry.
The best way. I know it's not perfect, but it's the best we got. Unless you got something else. Like, what do you have?
You
and
gotta,
then
you
just
gotta
hear
save the cum.
You just hear the like you're guilty until proven innocent at this point.
You go into the rape center, they go, do you have any of the DNA? You go, yeah, it's on my mouth. Oh, there it is.
God.
You need more? Oh boy.
That's
that came out the front hole.
That's vile. That's gross.
I hope people are enjoying this part.
But it's
somebody's eating their kale salad on the bus to work. Oh, what did he say?
What do you call it? Newman's Own dressing on there.
Oh, yes.
It's just a man named
Thousand Guyland.
That's gross.
Yummy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the porn star ranch.
So you've been doing vids, too, I
Vidsies,
see.
Vidsies, yeah. I've been working with Josh Santos a lot, and we've been shooting some green screen stuff, and, you know, the man on the street stuff, and yeah. I
love
still
the man on the street stuff. That's always funny.
Heck yeah, I love the man on the street stuff.
The skits are good, though, too. I mean, they're silly. Like, I would describe it as, like, a kind of a Tim and Eric type vibe that you're kind of going
for. Yeah, definitely. Because what I've realized, too, is, like, lack of, you know, money and ability with a green screen and editing, you can pretty much only do kind of Tim and Eric slash Eric Andre kind of stuff.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah, it's like I can add effects.
Also, you don't have to write anything.
You can just
go off the top of your head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of improv stuff. Nothing's really written out. But, Man on the Street, I just try to push until I find something sensitive to the people and then go from there.
How was, I know we're talking about the climate of comedy not being great. Have you noticed, like, people at shows getting upset about stuff?
Oh, yeah, man. I feel like I've had a string of weird shows recently where, like, just something is off or something's weird. But, I don't know. For the most part, I've been okay, but some random topics will set people off. even if it has nothing to do with anybody in the crowd, you know, yeah. Which is always good. I love people getting moral for stuff that has nothing to do with them, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, my uncle has a panda. You can't talk about pandas.
And like, they're always 20 years old.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. That's
and always... it's like, weren't you, like, blowing a stranger 2 minutes ago? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. I even at the show last night that we were at, yeah. Thank God, like, Rio Paris is so good.
Yeah,
at his
he doesn't
job.
Let any.
He doesn't let it bother. He always manages to sneak his way out.
There's no way you can hold him down.
I can't help to wonder though if he gets away with more because he's a black fella.
Well, yeah, of course.
I think even he would say that too.
Yeah, he. Yeah, I mean that's fair.
Because what are they going to do? Get mad at a black guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just because he's black. It's because he's so militant about what he's saying.
He says it with authority.
Daring you to go against.
Right,
him.
Right.
Yeah, he says
it's not always what you say. It's how you say it. Yeah, that's a good point.
Conviction of what he's saying.
He's a high energy dude. He says it with. Yeah, you're right. With conviction.
It's awesome. So if anybody's still
that's probably more it then.
It's probably way more that. But it helps being a black dude with dreads.
Yeah.
But it's pretty
But he's
sweet,
the nicest dude in the world.
Exactly.
Too. Like,
so yeah, he's really got all ends of the spectrum covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cuz especially like if you're going to heckle somebody, especially if it's over something moral, you're going to have to like be more passionate than they are, and nobody's more passionate than Rio.
Well, that's the thing is that these people who do get upset don't have the courage of their convictions.
Yeah.
They have the, it's sports to
yeah,
them, and they don't like really this, they haven't
yeah,
really
they don't
thought
really
about
care.
It.
Care.
Yeah, they haven't thought about
it's
it.
It's like, are you okay? You feel upset about this moral issue? Are you willing to bleed for it? Are you gonna defend it physically?
I mean, people are now.
Yeah,
some people
are,
but not the 20-year-old girl who's upset because
yeah.
you said a word
yeah,
in your comedy act.
Yeah,
yeah, they're not.
Yeah, chicks stink.
Yeah, it's usually chicks. Unfortunately, I don't see many dudes getting upset. I know there are some.
Yeah. It's because chicks feel more oppressed.
I guess so.
When
do they get to become a minority? Aren't they more of the population?
Because they want
to
fit in. You know, they want to be cool.
I guess so. They get paid less.
White chicks love to be cool.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's the whole idea of, you know, if chicks bang another ethnicity, they get to exploit that ethnicity now.
Yeah.
I can have some dreads. My boyfriend's Jaden Smith. Like, oh, wow, cool. You can do whatever you want then.
Yeah, there are certain types that won't date, you know, white men.
Oh, yeah, I love
they're
that.
They're white. I mean,
yeah,
but,
white men are the devil.
Right.
Your dad's white.
And then they just get passed around by dudes.
Yeah.
And wonder why
like
they don't have
blunt.
A steady boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that, yeah. Chicks who just hang out with guys. I like hanging out with guys because they're, like, not about drama, you know what I mean?
Any girl that says that, I run away from.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. Who's like, I don't have chick friends because they're all drama.
I love that, yeah.
That's,
I'm like, I think
off.
You're just awful.
I think you're drama.
Yeah,
is why you
you're
don't
the
have
problem.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And people don't want to, you know, turn the finger around on themselves.
No,
of course.
Never.
Because
no.
It's never their fault.
Never.
It's always somebody else.
Society.
Yes.
Society made me the way I am.
So it's society's
fault.
Yeah,
if people weren't so messed up, I wouldn't be messed up, okay?
You know, that's a good point. That's a paradox.
Yeah, so they continue to live the way they live.
If it is me, it's because society made
exactly.
me that way.
Yeah. Which means I'm still not at fault.
Right.
God made me this way.
There you go.
Okay?
Can't argue.
Like, well, God made that guy that way. Yeah, but you can't be that way. Why? God made him that way. Yeah, it's just. It's
yeah,
amazing.
there's no. You can just do anything you want now.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Like
and if you say, wait a minute, no, you can't, and then you're just a bad person.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
and I'm all for freedom.
Yeah, you're not 100%. Allowed to be negative unless you're hating on something that's immoral,
mm-hmm. or that
which you've deemed
is not on your team. Because let's face it, politics is a team game.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
you know, you're either on one team or
left,
the other.
Right, baby.
The paradigm.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's not.
That's why I don't participate, because everybody's a loser.
I don't blame... I used to get upset when people said they don't get involved in politics, but frankly, I don't blame you
anymore. It's such a
joke. It's so
it's
out
like,
of control.
Are you having a good time every day, you know, stressing for hours at a time over something stupid?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I didn't have to deal with any of that.
I mean, I don't think it's stupid, a lot of this stuff, but it gets to a certain point where it's like, do I want to go... potentially get murdered at an event or a rally or not really, you know.
Well, there's not enough murders at rallies anyway.
Oh, there's going to be some.
I hope.
There's, I mean, it's
I'm
getting...
pulling for the crazies to snap. If you're a crazy person listening to this, kill people.
Don't do that. Don't,
do it.
Don't do that.
Warning.
Suggest the opposite of those things.
Yeah. These ideals reflect Cox Media Group.
Don't get bring them into this. Yeah, right? I wonder if I have to edit that out. Oh. It doesn't matter.
What the heck did he say?
I think my boss over there does listen to these sometimes.
Oh, that's good.
So hopefully I won't get an email.
Hopefully not. Would he email you from your desk?
From my desk?
Yeah, I don't have a desk. Oh, you don't have a desk?
No.
Would you stand?
I'm usually not in the office over there. This is too inside baseball. Yeah. I don't think anybody cares about this. Well, we'll get out of here, man. Because you gotta get to 439. No, people love it, man.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Podcast is picking up steam.
Podcasts are hot.
They are.
Everybody loves podcasts.
Everybody's got time to put on a podcast.
People love pods. They love casts.
My mom's figuring out what podcasts are.
Yeah, right.
She had no idea.
How do I turn on the podcast?
Can you get me a podcast player for Christmas?
How do I upload the podcast? Yeah, give me a podcast player. Yeah,
no problem.
You got to buy individual podcasts and then
open them up iTunes
in an empty room.
From the Google Play.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Amazon and buy it.
Do I go to Google for that?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Okay.
Do I fit it in the CD-ROM?
Riffing about podcasts on a homemade broadcast.
Hey, oh.
All right, John, we'll get you out of here. 439. Anything to plug? Anything?
May 10th, headlining the Improv.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Please. Yeah, free guest list to anybody who reaches out to me. So
yeah, there you go.
Reach out.
Email.
And I'll put you in.
Or can any people just add you on Facebook?
Yeah. Well, I don't accept any friend requests, so I'm pretty closed off.
Do you want to just give out your cell phone
Twitter,
number out here?
Yeah. Just find me on Twitter, at Maybach Diamonds.
There you go. That's a good way
and,
to do it.
If you don't know how to spell it, I don't want you to follow me. So
just Google John Jacobs.
Yeah, Google John Jacobs. Don't read
that's a
the
very
first
common
article
name,
that showed me in a hospital bed. But
is that still the top one?
Whoopsies.
I was hoping maybe the creative loafing one.
Yeah, one time I was in Vegas and like I was sitting with these like girls and like trying to impress them and shit, and they're like, "Oh my god, you're on TV! Really? No way! I'm gonna look you up." And they type my name, and they're like, "Oh." Wow. First thing is like, "You're in the hospital." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, don't worry about it."
No, that's not me.
That's a stupid thing. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're like, "Oh,
not my
fault. We don't want to party with you. You're gonna die."
It's society's fault.
Yeah, it's society's fault.
All right, John.
All right, dude. Skis.
All right, there you go, John Jacobs stopping by. Always good to see John. Only guest to ever seen me nude before a show. The lesson of today's show is never walk into somebody's bathroom because they might be nude. And you probably don't want to see that. But anyways, thanks, John. He couldn't look at me in the eye for minutes. But then once we just start getting chatting, you kind of forget about it. But yeah, always knock. Don't try to pull any funny stuff. Pull a funny gag. Because somebody might be pooping in their house. And then it's a free-for-all at that point. You know? I gotta get some ventilation in there. I can't close the door. It's too hot. Anywho, thanks for tuning in to Homemade Broadcast this week. I got stickers. The Homemade Broadcast at RadioSaintPete.com. I'll send them to you. Still got them. I ordered a bunch. So send them to you for free. Just email me. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. Twitter at @home_made_man. @Radio St. Pete. All right. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show live from Seminole, Florida. Everybody loves a jazz show. And Indie Circuit with Mal coming up right after that at 10, I believe. If you're listening on podcast, thanks. Go catch up on some old ones. Tell a friend. Rate it. Give it 5 stars. Subscribe to it. Keep up to date with happenings. Check out the cityhallbroadcast.net, too. I host that program for the city of St. Pete. So check that out. Leave a message, 813-693-2124. Any questions or concerns, you can leave a text message through there as well. You can find that on hmbradio.com if you missed it. Easy enough. Will Kuntz, Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. See you next weeky. Bye-bye.